This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, it's Wednesday. And welcome back to another fabulous episode of the trimmest, healthiest, podcastiest podcast of all time. The Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, and Danny. And we're so pumped you're here. We can't believe it.
What if you could announce a show like that, Danny? What if you could?
What if you could still be listening to our podcast 2 years later, still loving it, still blowing your mind? Ugh.
Yeah. What if you could be a Dan and get rid of Candida and get out of the cloud and be living in there?
Do you feel it?
In a blue sky.
Because I feel it.
Oh, I'm feeling like Danny's getting rid of some
Candy. Danny's been on a cleanse from his childhood Pop-Tart life.
It's so true.
Yeah.
No, I'm zinging right now because last week I was crashing with ketosis, depression, and really rethinking my entire existence. And
he calls it ketosis, but he's eating bananas, so I would say it wasn't ketosis.
It may be Candida
detox.
Sorry,
my
detox.
Baby's crying for him, but she's about to go for a walk.
Oh, she's fine. She's in the background.
We actually have a great topic today.
Do we have a great topic.
Even when they're last minute, they're good.
Oh,
I deferred to better. Serene's topic. I had one, but then Serene started speaking to me about this. And, you know, we might have covered this in other ways, but today we're bringing it to you in a new way. And the name of this topic is, I don't know what we're going to call it yet because we're working on the fly. But it's a good
one. I think the name of the topic is Joy First.
All right. Joy First. Or what about your secret weapon to strength?
Yeah, that could be good too. Make your choice. Send in your...
Yeah, too late. It's going to be called something by the time you get this. Danny, you don't know what we're going to be talking about today.
No, but this is for Danny. Because do you hear how joyful he is right now? Because he's on the other side of something.
Yeah.
But the joy that he's feeling right now is just...
it's a felt joy.
It's an emotion. Mm-hmm. It's a consequence.
Yeah.
But we're talking about a deeper joy, Danny. The joy that you should have brought last week. The joy when you walked in last week and you looked like that you were a drowned rat that had been found at the bottom of some muddy Mississippi...
But let me tell you,
creek.
That deep joy
yes?
is often earned in the bowels.
It's earned.
Oh, that looks like a nice laptop.
No, it's not earned in the bowels. It's chosen in the bowels, Danny.
Oh, that's a
It's chosen
way to
in the bowels.
It.
Yeah. Okay, so we're strength to your bowels.
Okay, today, obviously, the word joy keeps coming up. We've had other podcast titles with the word joy, but today we're doing it in a whole new way. Serene talked to me about how this is just like rocked her world this week. And what was that scripture you brought, Serene?
Well, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Okay.
I have sung it every week at
I think everyone who's
up.
A believer has heard that verse, right?
Joy of the Lord is your strength. I mean, it's what? It's Hillsong. I don't know. It's just out there, right?
I think you completely made that melody up, but I like the words.
What about the one that you'd sung in Sunday school? If you grew up, pastor's kids like the joy of the Lord.
Oh, you were going for
nice. And you got to do the tambourine with that one, Pearl. Or do like the clap that goes, you know, it's a special clap they made just for that song.
Special
but the point
hallelujah
being
clap.
Is, if you need strength, you ain't strong. If you need strength, who's calling out for strength? The weak. So that means in times of weakness, that's when you need your joy. Joy doesn't come when you're all of a sudden like, oh, I'm strong. I'm full of joy. Like Danny bounced in like Tigger today. I'm on joy. Joy is just, I'm in the blue sky joy.
You're not taking away your joy,
no,
Danny.
No, Danny, you keep that. But I'm just saying, when he was weak last week in the ketosis depression that he calls, the joy was going to be his strength in that week, right? Mm-hmm. And I believe that Danny got there because we all came as friends and we sat down, right, mm-hmm. when he was in the depths of his ketosis and he left with joy. I think it got you through, right, Dan?
Well, sometimes we need a little pep talk and that's what we're going to do to you today because, you know, we have that whole butterfly as our branding for Trim Healthy Mama, right? And she's, have you looked at our logo for Trim Healthy Mama, take a good look because it's not actually a butterfly. There's a woman in there and she's holding her hands up and she's full of joy and she's praising, right? Because she is now soaring. She's left her bondage behind.
It's like a mix between a butterfly and a person.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that lady in the soaring butterfly wings, She's the Danny of this week. She's up in the blue sky.
Yeah.
And that's fantastic. But do you know why she's there? Because she got her joy out of having hope in the dark struggle.
Yeah.
In the dark struggle. I just did a little Google on the scriptures on joy.
Okay.
And I'm just going to run down a few of them. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. If you need to believe for something, you ain't got everything. If you need hope, there's something you're still going towards.
Right. So the joy doesn't happen at the end when you got it. The joy comes while you're still there waiting, right?
Yes. It says, may the power of the Holy Spirit fill you with joy as you abound in hope. As you hope, as you are in the dark cocoon and you hope for the blue skies, it's the joy of that hope that's going to get you out. The next one down, rejoice in hope. So the joy comes in actually the joy that you get in hoping. Be patient in tribulation was in the same verse. And then James 1:2, count it all joy when you meet trials of various kinds. Rejoice, and it goes down in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice always. So that's talking about all the times, the hard times as well. And I love Proverbs 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine. If you need medicine, you ain't got it all going for you, right? Because, obviously, you're down because you need medicine. So it says that's when you have the joyful heart. So it sounds like, but it says a crushed spirit dries up the bones. So it sounds like a joyful heart is something that you choose, right? And it goes on and on and on. I could just mention about 56 here. And I also love it when it says, let's find it. The hope of the righteous brings joy, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. So it's, what kind of expectation do we have? Is it hope? Is it optimistic?
Yeah.
Because that's what brings joy.
And I think when you relate this to the Trim Healthy Mama journey, you can relate it to so many things in life. But okay, so it is a journey, and a journey has some perils. A journey, you know, let's just say you've got to shed these 50 pounds. You actually are not going to get there without joy, because joy is the strength to get there. When your hands are finally in the air and you get on that scale, it's like 50 pounds down. You can't get there without joy, because joy is going to keep you on track.
Yeah, if you don't have the joy, you're going to fall off.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to give up, or you're going to stay in a rusted out Dunville car at the side of the road.
And joy is a mindset and joy is a choice. And we're going to talk about how to train your mind to choose joy. But Danny, you got this look on your face like, may I interject?
But can I just say one thing before Danny comes and interjects?
Just
because you said the joy is a choice. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Where does that come from, Pearl?
The Lord,
the book
it says.
Of Nehemiah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right. The story actually is when they want to wail and groan and cry and mourn.
Oh.
Yeah, they've just come out of exile. They've rebuilt the wall of Jerusalem and they've found the law again. They've found the words of
the Hebrew people.
Yes,
okay.
They've found the law. They've found the written word again.
Okay.
And it's been read by Ezra out loud. And they're weeping at what they wish they knew, at what they wish they could follow. They're hearing the words again. They're weeping. And Ezra's like, no, we're going to choose joy. We're not going to weep. We're not going to groan and cry. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
That's where that scripture comes from.
We're not going to look back at the past and what we didn't have and what, you know, it's great that we got conviction of sin. That's awesome. But actually, the bigger thing than the conviction, which we're glad we have, is the fact that God is doing a good thing. So the joy of the Lord is our strength. We're moving forth in joy, not condemnation. That's where the scripture comes from.
I didn't know that.
So in that instance, the joy of the Lord is your strength. It was a choice. They had to choose it, because what they really wanted to do was do a big cry.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I am normally the guy that my entire life has been able to choose joy. But for the first time ever, I felt like I faced horrors that I was not able to generate self-joy. And that weeks ago would have went against what I would have told anyone else, even my kids. Hey, man, change your attitude. Choose this, you know. But I think there are horrors that the inner strength of man fails.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I went, locked my office door. I was crashing, I think, who knows, the detox or whatever. I don't even know. Maybe it was spiritual. Who knows? I still don't know. But all I know is I was living in a horrific reality. I was fearing death and leaving my children and all these horrible things. And I was...
leaving your children because you were dying, not...
Because in my mind, I was dying.
Yeah.
Right. I was dizzy, nauseated, and you know how things when you're dizzy will kind of go black? Like the light fades and it's almost like you're phasing into like about to pass out?
Well, it was spiritual, Denny, let me tell you that. Because whenever there's fear involved, that's a spirit.
It was deep, deep fear. And I was blacking out and stuff. And I've never faced that. And it was, of course, coupled with some of the things in my head I thought were happening to my body. Like I thought I was really dying, like for real. And I was getting my affairs in order, you know? And man, I was out of strength. And I've never in my life been out of strength. I've always been the source.
Well, I love that you said, you know, you get to the bottom of the human thing, because it says what? Your joy is your strength? No, the joy of the Lord is your strength. We can't drum it up ourselves.
Well, so I went.
But we can choose to receive His.
Mm-hmm.
I went and I sat on this skateboard in front of a window and I opened the window because I couldn't. Oh, and I couldn't breathe. Like I couldn't take a deep breath. And I was getting short of breath, and I thought, there's no oxygen coming in, and this is what it feels like to die.
Classic panic attack.
Total panic out, freak out. And I opened the window, and I just sat there crying as a man, like, someone save me. And I remember I closed my eyes, and I was just like, oh, God, you consider your servant. Like, are you thinking about me right now? Are you gone? Are you not real anymore? Did I create you and you've left me? I mean, it was bad. Dude, it was like a blast of just head to toe. I don't know how to describe it. Just filled with my symptoms, just like. Like, you ever watch a movie and it's like the climax and then you get goosebumps all over?
Yeah.
I was flooded. It started at the top of my head and just flowed down my body.
Oh.
And
I
was...
I think a supernatural God visit.
Yeah. All the blackness went away. I started to see clear. And I'm not making this up. You know, I've been on this podcast for 2 years.
No, I know why you're not. Because you're anti...
Yes.
You're anti-super spiritual.
Oh, I hate it
you're
all.
You're scared of churchy stuff.
Yes. Keep the preachers, they can stay home and leave me alone and let me connect with God. And I know you disagree.
No, because you're so burnt. I feel like at the burnt side, and it might be a little healing where you can actually go to church.
Yeah, maybe I'll visit yours. That's about it. I trust your dad, and he's one of the three,
maybe. Yeah, but coming from you see, everyone listening can know that this is not made up, because coming from Danny, he's burnt by made up stories, so he doesn't make nothing up.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, if you've listened for a while, you know that. If this is your first episode, you're like, oh, this dude's all into the spiritual stuff, and I'm just not. And
well, you're into God. Super. That's spiritual. So
yeah, I'm into the real.
Yeah.
So I'm everything, literally, like the saturation on the grass outside of my window and the trees, all was dialed up. Like I saw everything in clarity, and then at the same time, and they may have been chirping already.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear them. But it felt like all these birds were just like going off, like in a symphony or something. And then I heard this phrase in my mind, look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father cares for them and takes care of them. And how much more are you worth?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, because I felt worthless to God. I was like, why don't you hear me? Why are you letting me for weeks just suffer like this?
And wear your wife's robe.
You're like one of those prophets that had to go through the wailing at God. But you know what? It reminds me, I love that scripture, you know, call unto me and I will answer thee. And you were in your depths, Danny, and you're like in the wail. You're like Jonah.
call in, like, hey, remember me, God? And look, he did. He said, I will answer thee. And you know what? That's amazing. What an amazing story that we can, in our despair, call.
I'm all about mindset and generating a force from within. And I've preached it for years. But there comes a time when the strength of man dries up.
You're right, Dan.
And you must have God pour something on you and give you something that you can't generate from yourself.
It only goes so far. I mean, it's all great. Oh, positive thinking, the power of positive thinking, great, great. No, that only goes so far. It only goes so far. It's and it totally can be used up and then there's none left.
It's a great tool.
It's a great tool.
Most powerful tools in your toolbox.
But it's not a supernatural tool. It's not miraculous.
I know.
And so when we talk about the power of the mind, I think we're talking about
Positive people are healthy. There is a law that positivity will get you through life. I mean, there is a law. Look at our lovely friend and co-producer Leslie Passam. She's one of the most positive people around I know.
Positive Polly.
Positive, and it works for her. She lives her life not even as a Bible believer, showing wonderful fruits from positive thinking and positive living. So it is a law in this world because God created it that to be.
Yes, but
sometimes when you come to the end of yourself,
I never fought those ferocious lions. That's the difference is I got humbled because I realized there's people out there who've suffered in ways that I can't relate to.
Right.
And so far in my protected little experience, that's been amazing for the most part.
Yeah.
I just never fought those lions.
Right.
And so my strength was almost sufficient in a way. Yeah. My positivity was sufficient. Yeah. But when there are places you can go that you can't do it by yourself.
Well, Daniel couldn't shut the mouths of the lions. It was only that it was an absolute miracle. It was God that shut the mouths of the lions. And I totally can relate. You've all heard my story a billion, trillion times. I don't even have to bring it up. It probably gets old at a certain point.
Well, I don't know. There's new people in the room
every time. Well, just for new people in the room. Because I don't want the story to ever get to the point where it's just like, you know. But it was you know, my moment where I, because we grew up very sheltered, Pearl and I, you know, pastor's kids. We grew up just
in a positive home.
Yeah, like my mum and dad were wonderful parents. They did cartwheels to show that they loved us. They did, you know,
that's a unique form of love.
If we showed a picture we drew, it wasn't like, uh-huh, good honey, run off and play. It was like, you are an artist, you're amazing, like just encouragement. Right. we really were watered upon as we grew up. But only that goes so far too, you know. And so, you know, when my children when life came at my children, the unfairness of life, sickness, when the fallen world came upon my children, that was a part where Serene Christmas Campbell, I named my middle name Christmas because I just love, you know, celebrations and holidays and all that stuff. She couldn't drum it up either. You know, I remember some nights it was only the Holy Spirit that just kept the breath in my mouth. You know, as I'd go to sleep, it's only God. And I knew it was his gift.
New people in the room, she didn't like to go there, but this is when her son had stage 4 cancer.
Yeah, and then another son was, you know, in a coma at the same time and all that stuff. But I knew it was a gift because I would be not even able to take a breath to even fall into the rhythm of sleep. And then I'd just be calling out to God. And the peace was, it was almost like a perfume. I can't describe it in words. Like you said, Danny, you couldn't describe it in words. But I know it was his spirit because when I finally fall asleep, I'd wake up to go to the bathroom and my spirit was singing songs, incredible songs of peace, of joy. Like I was at the inner man inside of me was actually singing songs.
Wow.
It was amazing. So I mean, Pearl, I know you too have just
I went through a low time in my life, and it was, you know, when it was, Serene, I think after our second book, you know, when we were we'd written so, and we were like up to 1 a.m. getting up at 4, and I was physically very worn down, So, you know, you can have symptoms of that, Danny, as you went through, and then you get fear. And so I've shared this before, but I was tormented by a spirit of fear. And I'm talking major torment here. Like, I grew up, like Serene said, in a positive family, and I knew the scriptures. But every time I woke up at night, it was torment. And I believe, you know, we don't get real spiritual on this show or whatever, but I believe that I was, you know, I think that the enemy was trying to take my mind and just, I think was trying to take my body and my mind and just lead me into depression and in a dark, dark, dark place. It was bad. It was like night terrors, thinking same thing, that I was going to die and that, you know, I would have to leave my family and then I'd picture, well, what would they do without me? Because I know that breast cancer is going to take
me. You would wake up in the night with your heart going a million miles an hour, just pounding.
Panic
and you were
attacks,
sweating.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was a decision, though, for me, because I realized that it was spiritual at this point. But it was a decision for me to go to war against this. And I did, and it was with the scriptures. It was only with the truth of God. It was only God that got me through. And, I mean, I overcame it. But then it was also a practice. You see, at first it was a decision. It was God showing me, hey, I've got the tools for you. You know, I realized it was spiritual. It wasn't just I'm an anxious person and this is escalating and maybe I need Prozac. It was, hey, this is actually spiritual too and here's the tools. I have said this. I've given you this promise. I've given you that promise. Now speak him. And so every time I would wake up with a terror, instead I would speak the promise. And so it became a practice until now the promises are in my soul. So for me, it was a walk, a journey, and it was a choice. Even though it was a supernatural gift from God, it has been a choice.
Well, it's always a choice because he hasn't made robots.
Yeah.
You know, all of these promises are ours. We can write a check on everything that God has done because it's there. It's in the bank. He's paid for it. But it's up to us to write it. It's up to us to go grasp for that. And it's so interesting, Pearl, you said, that it was spiritual. The number one was actually number two, because the number one reason I believe is because of the indwelling. You know, I feel him. You know, I know God. But, you know, people say, oh, that self-talk, that positivity, that joy, that everything, that's just a gobbledygook or whatever. But when you know, when you felt the spiritual on the other side, fear, darkness, depression, things like that, that shows me if there is such evil and darkness out there to bring those feelings on, and when you hear about atrocities happening in the world, you know there's a devil. There cannot be no devil when you hear about the atrocities and beheadings and ISIS and psychopaths and all that kind of stuff. And then when you actually experience the oppression and torment that can come of fear or just even the things that you guys described, it makes you know that there is another side, that the joy is real as much as the fear is real. There's always a flip side, that the light is real as much as the darkness is real, and that the saving is real as much as the failing is real. And so whenever, you know, we'll hear about things going on in the world, I say to my children, that's awful and that's awful, but doesn't it make you even more want to keep on the side of life and light and joy, because that proves that there's two camps out there, right?
Yeah.
And let's just err on the side of love and life and light. So there is a choice where you want to align yourself. It's not like, oh, well, this is all getting a bit spiritual or new agey or gobbledygook and all self-talk and all this and joy. Is that really? Or he talked about a supernatural joy. It's so real because how many billions of dollars is being spent on Prozac and all the other crazy stuff? And the other side is real. So that means the joy side is real too. And just like you can choose to give into depression, you can choose to allow
for
joy.
And there's a lot of people listening, you know, we want to be careful because they're saying, hey, listen, I have a chemical imbalance in my brain. You know, what are you saying? I'm afflicted by Satan because I need Prozac? No, we're not saying that. I hope it doesn't come across with that. However, there is a spiritual influence and a choice to everything. there are chemical imbalances in brains for sure. And sometimes you might need some medication to help you out of it. There is nothing wrong with medication, you see. You see, medication is just one way of moving forward too. There are many ways of moving forward.
It's all fighting the evil of sickness.
Yeah.
It's on the same team. Okay, sometimes the chemical medications can end up not being so good for you.
Yeah.
But the premise behind trying to take something to get better is not
doing things to get better is not the bad thing here that we're talking about.
Right, exactly.
And so if your
doctor's I have read a book about depression recently though, and it was very interesting, and it wasn't trying to say anything against people that are on medication or against the medication itself, but saying how it only culminates. What happens is once the chemicals, whether it did it get imbalanced first by certain ways of thinking or by certain chemicals, that it depends on the different situations, but they are for sure that patterns of thinking keep the chemicals imbalanced.
And certain thoughts,
changes of thoughts will start to balance out the chemicals.
Certain thoughts release different chemicals. So it is patterns of the way
of
thinking.
And I do want to say this, and maybe it's controversial, but I believe all sickness, whether it's in the mind or whether it's the body, whether it's cancer or whether it is not of God. And it doesn't mean anyone's done anything wrong, but it's a fallen world. And so where the devil has come to steal, kill and destroy, whether he wants to come and steal it from our mind or steal it with tumors on our body, I do believe it's something that we're to fight against. And it's not something that we want to say, well, I'm this and this is my crux that I have to live with for life. No, it's something
that we
resist.
Yeah.
Because it's not of God.
Because God brought health. God brings healing. God brings life. God brings joy. And so, we don't want to blame God for a lot of stuff. But Danny, you want to say something there? No.
Not blaming people either.
No.
My son didn't have cancer because he sinned. You know, people aren't born blind and deaf because their parents sinned when they were pregnant with them. No, nothing like that. It's a fallen world.
Exactly.
But God has come to redeem and we're to claim those promises and do what we can in the natural to fight against them, whether it's medicine or herbs or whatever.
Hey, we've got a good superfood spotlight today, but to round it out, we've got four screens looking at me like, we're not done here.
Well,
I know we're not done.
I feel like we kind of rabbit trailed.
We did rabbit trail, and we're going to get back to the choosing joy to get to the feeling of joy.
Yes.
Right? We're going to get there. But I love what Danny brought in, and that joy just can't, while it can be a choice and a daily thing, it does come from God, who is the originator. And sometimes you got to fall back there, and then there's nothing you can drum up
and call out.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Because I feel like the joy that comes from humanity, from our sources, is the feeling joy. But the joy that comes from God doesn't have to have any circumstances back it up.
Yeah.
And again, mindset training is a fabulous tool, but it won't shut the mouths of lions.
Yeah.
That's what I found.
Well, it's powerful. You're right. But you know the way I shut the lions that were coming against me, and I felt like there were lions devouring my mind with fear and stuff, I shouted back at them with God's truth of scriptures.
Mm, yes.
It's the only way I could do it. Because I would have these constant thoughts, like whenever I woke up at night terrors about that I was going to be taken by this disease or that disease or, you know, something would happen. I would have to speak scriptures. It was the only thing.
It's a two-edged sword. It's actually more, you know, it's interesting as we've been talking about powerful, positive words. There's a certain vibration, and our producer John here, here being his last name, but producer John here, he showed us an incredible video about certain words spoken and vibration and sand. Being above the speaker. Yeah. I can't explain it all properly. He would be able to, but it caused these beautiful patterns.
Yeah.
But the vibration of the words of God are on a whole even different plane than that. And they do bring him. So the word of God is it's more than just a tool in our belt like positive thinking.
Yeah.
It's an atomic bomb to fear.
Yes, it's an atomic bomb to fear. That's what I found. But the joy thing. Okay, so we were saying, you know, you're not going to get to that place where your hands are in the air. I've dropped my 50 pounds. With the attitude of misery. Okay, if you wake up in the morning and think, oh man, I got to do this again. I want to eat Pop-Tarts for breakfast and get on the pity pot, right? But I have to eat eggs.
Or I'm not going to be happy because I'm still 80 pounds overweight. Why should I be happy? I'm only going to be happy when I'm at my goal weight. Mm. No.
Yeah.
Oh, choose joy.
So that is when it is joy. It's like today I get to eat.
We had a friend who's like, well, I'm not going to go buy any nice clothes. I'm not going to dye my hair. I'm not going to buy that nice new eyeshadow until I'm at my goal weight because that's when I'm perfect.
Yeah.
No, you're perfect now because you're perfectly ready to be loved by you because you're loved by God.
Exactly. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
I'm Serene.
Trim Healthy Mama. Superfood. Spotlight.
Excuse me, I was just clearing my throat.
Was that a goat sound, Denny?
I guess.
Today, our superfood spotlight is goat cheese. So thanks for that introduction, Denny.
Pearl just had it on her salad that she was munching the whole entire time. And so we thought, hey, why not? Goat cheese. Oh my goodness, Pearl.
Yes?
I just made the most delicious dessert recipe. So simple with berries and goat's chevier, like the soft unripened goat's cheese from Aldi.
Oh, can we talk about Aldi's goat cheese? Even though Aldi's has not called us back.
Why do we keep pushing them when they don't call us back?
Pony up, Aldi.
I know, you'd think they would, right? But yet still, we're kind enough to keep promoting them.
That shows the Christian
heart. I mean, it shows that we're forgiving, and even though we're a woman scorned, we can learn to forgive. But their goat cheese is rocking my world, and it's less expensive than other goat's cheese. I buy those little 4-ounce little packs.
Oh, man, they're good. You seen them? Oh, man, they're good. And I tell you what they're also good for, besides from this wonderful, you know, salad idea Pearl had. And
yeah, it's on my salad today. I do want to say something, though.
Yes.
I want to show you how to eat a salad without, like, going too cray-cray and making it so heavy that it's, like, calorie abuse, because we love our fats on Trim
and
Healthy Mama.
And that's cool to have that occasionally, but not every salad.
So, but this is how I do a salad with nuts and cheese and berries. Like on the salad, just tons and tons of finely diced romaine. I dress it with just balsamic.
You sound so Australian. Romaine.
Apple cider vinegar and a little gentle sweet. That's my dressing. I don't put the olive oil on. I put olive oil on other dressings because I'm getting my fat in other ways. I'm having some goat cheese. I'm having some spicy nuts and I'm having a few berries. Now you're going to say, where's your protein? Well, I have that in my drink. I put some collagen in my drink. But anyway, that's the way I do it, and it's delish. Go ahead, Serena, Danny.
Okay, but I half thaw out like a berry mix, and then I juice fresh lemons, and I squeeze that over the half thawed out berries, and I put some baobab and some whey protein and stir that around, and then and then stir in some goat's cheese, the chevier, and it makes this tangy cream cheese over the tangy berries, and then I throw in some Trim Healthy chocolate chips.
Ugh.
And then a little bit of dash of toasted coconut.
That sounds like a recipe for our book.
Oh, my God. And maybe your favorite chopped nuts if you want. Oh,
it's, you know what
yum.
It sounds like? It
yum.
Sounds like cheesecake berry crunch, but without
with the goat cheese. Now, goat cheese is great. We're not against any dairy. And we're not into this, you know, jumping on the bandwagon of this A2K scene thing, you know.
What is it? A lot of people are saying, what is A2K scene?
Well, you know, some
Serene?
People say that, at the A2 beta casein, it's called. That's the only kind of casein that you should have. And that other.
They're saying that most cows in America, and this is what Dr. Gundry said in his Plant Paradox book, which we haven't done a
Well, people have been saying it for a few years,
too. Yeah, it's not just him. People say the reason why dairy is inflammatory to most people is because it uses A1 versus A2 milk, right, Serene?
Yeah.
Now, actually, Serene, I thrive on A1. I do well on A1. Some people don't.
Well, they're just saying that this is only one, there's one kind of. Species of cow that has the safe A2 casein and all the other. I'm just like, you know, it's just too complicated, and God made those other kinds, and I know there's been breeding in of different kind of to make different variations of cow, but you know we've thrived in good old New Zealand on good old Holstein dairy, and I think a lot of the problem is the pasteurized
dairy,
and
what
the,
I like.
The cows are grazing
now, goat
on
is A2. That's why
pastures,
goat
or
cheese and goat milk is usually non-inflammatory for people. However, I like to include it just for balance.
It
I,
is
I
the
think
A2
it's the
casein.
Beautiful
so,
balance.
And if you're on that horse, on that A2 casein thing, goat's cheese is it. You don't have to worry about
it. And if you're not, if you're like, well, I like my cow dairy and I'm okay, I still think it's good to change up here and there.
Exactly. And it actually has more calcium per ounce. You know that?
Goat's cheese.
Than cow cheese.
It is more easily digestible for most people.
The fats are easier to digest.
And Danny, that's something for you.
I will look into that.
The fats are smaller.
And because of that, it is the one of the first little foods I give to my my year-old baby. I start to give them little bits of goat's chevier.
Oh, that's a good idea. I can tell Meadow to give that to Warren.
It's such a beautiful and just I like good fats for babies. Yeah. And so it's noticeably rich in vitamin A, K, riboflavin, folate, niacin. I mean, goes on and on and on. So good for the bones. Goat's cheese. The thing I love about it is you can get it in all different varieties, of course, but that chevier, that's just from heaven. Isn't that delicious?
Absolutely. It's like you want to say, Denny, you've got something to add?
I do. I have some fun facts about goat's cheese for you. Did you know the goats actually flavor the cheese? They don't mean to, but it depends on what they eat.
Really? So that's that. You know how goat's cheese has a stronger flavor, which I love?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh.
A little more pungy.
Yeah. It's more pungent.
It's more creamy too, goats. Yeah, I do goat's kefir and cow kefir, and goat's kefir will have more of a creamy texture. My husband's calling in. Should I take it?
Yeah, you can take it in the other room while Danny keeps
good on you,
going
mate.
With the facts.
Far away.
See you, Serene. Hey, another thing. The goats are, fun fact.
Hey, you're new at this. You're new at contributing to the Superfood Spotlight. Your baby's stepping.
They're more, goats, so you know goats are more independent than cows, right?
Yeah.
But they respond to personal care. More
what's
than
got to do with
more
goats,
than
geez?
Cows. So while goats roam,
right.
They're more affectionate. They're literally the cats.
So are you saying goat's cheese has more love?
They're the cats of the milk producing farm.
That's a fact about goats.
I'm just letting you know.
Oh, so that's just Denny's fact.
And we're done.
Oh, okay.
Good night.
Good night, America. Then I'll be
true nothing, mama, to stay. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.